you understand the effort and the teamwork and the commitment that's required.
You have to show passion for D2, like you have to be interested. On race days, you have to wake up at 4 or 5.
All right, this is Jukebox. Me and Aris are interviewing Mr. Carrington, and we're going to ask him about his Green Power Racing project and the role of himself in it. Okay, so first question. Can you introduce yourself and just explain your role in the Green Power Racing project?
So my name is Mr. Carrington, and I basically help out as Mr. Winter's second in command running the Green Power Racing project. The whole thing was very much Mr. Winter's brainchild, and he brought it across from his previous school, where he'd done it for about 10, 15 years before he came here. So he's very experienced. I have spent now the last 5 years learning a lot about Green Power Racing, and it's very different from normal petrol engines. It's all electric-powered stuff. There's some quite complicated electronics and electrical stuff that you have to do in terms of working out the current that gets used and therefore how long the batteries are going to last.
Great. Clark previously mentioned that when you apply to take part in Green Power Racing, they provide you with like the kind of shell of it and the material of the car. What modifications do you make to the car, or what modifications are you allowed to make in order to, you know, get the best chance you can?
So there's two types of car. One is a kit car and one is a scratch-built car, and we have both. So the car that Clark is currently working on and the car that I have worked on mostly is the kit car, where they gave us the shell. What we're currently trying to do is to improve the electronics. We have improved the drivetrain, where we've installed new gears and a new chain drive system. And what we are planning to do for the early part of next term is to improve the aerodynamics. Mm. And the real thing, the real benefits that you get from Green Power Racing are more aerodynamic.
How big is it?
The car?
Yeah.
So it fits. So the kit car is a big car, and you could drive it, I could drive it, whatever. The scratch-built car is a small car, and we have to enlist third formers to come and drive it. Oh, the smaller, yeah, the better, really.
That's it. Like, what would the weight of, say, like a bigger upper six, weight?
Yeah, so the car weighs, yeah, a lot more than a big upper six.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, but I mean, like, having, like, a, for example, like a smaller jockey on a horse going to ride faster than a bigger jockey.
Yes, but also the size, there just isn't room in the car.
Essentially, that's all.
In the scratch-built car, there just isn't room in the cockpit. The kit car is plenty roomy enough, and we can all drive.
Do you face any problems with the project, and what is there any pressure to get built? Any time pressure?
The problems are that we do it only on a Wednesday afternoon, and we basically have an hour and a half to 2 hours each Wednesday to work on it. And even though we have 12 people, they are who are very willing workers, they are not necessarily able to take the initiative and do stuff themselves. So we're coming in and we have to get them working pretty quickly each Wednesday. And that's one of the biggest problems. And then today, for example, three people are off, one playing hockey, two doing the dance show rehearsals, which is always the case at Wellington, that people are always busy doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, great. Last question now. What are your goals, or what are your goals for this coming race in the competition?
The goal for the kit car is to try to get into the top 50 kit cars in the country. If we do that, then we qualify for the final at Goodwood. We've got the goal for the scratch-built car, which is known as the Beef, is to improve on last year's performance, where we came 5th nationally across all cars in that category.
Okay, that's awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
My name is Aidan. I've been a Green Power for 4 years now. I've been racing go-karts competitively for a couple of years, so I started off Green Power as a driver at the Eagle, and now I'm an engineer working on the cars.
Great. Explain when you've transitioned to the role of engineer, the benefits of it?
Well, you get a lot more behind the technical side. You understand what makes things work to the work in the car. And one of the big things as well is you understand the effort and the teamwork and the commitment that's required, because little small changes that when you're driving feel like nothing, or just quality of life things such as a screen that shows you your speed, little things like that end up taking weeks and weeks of effort and commitment to implement.
Have you enjoyed that?
I have. I've had a great to work in a team environment and be able to work on this project and understand the physics and the science behind the materials that we use and the electronics and the cars and how it all works together.
Nice. Touching back on the racing side of it, how well did you do? What did you place in this Green Power race?
I can't remember where our car placed, because I didn't fit in the Beef, which is the other car, which managed to get fifth in the Nationals. But I was driving the kit car, which did a different class. And we did pretty respectably in class in our races, but we still need to make some improvements to that car to get it into the top 10.
What part of the car have you worked on personally? Because we spoke to Clark. He's worked on the electronic side of it. What did you work on?
Last year, I did a lot of work on the wheels for the old car and for the new car which we're building. But right now, I'm currently working on cutting out and preparing the carbon fiber materials for parts.
Nice. What advice would you give to someone who wants to join Green Power Racing next year?
I'll say it's a great thing to be part of, and I would strongly encourage it if you like motorsport and want to learn what goes on behind the scenes, or if you really like DT or engineering and like using the machines and understanding the more advanced techniques behind it.
And we asked everyone this question so far. What are your goals for the next race, like competition?
Ooh, for our next race, we're going to have some improvements on the Eagle, so hopefully I want to see some steady improvement in that, maybe closer to the top 10. And for the Beef, hopefully get on the podium again.
Yes, come on. Can you just introduce yourself and explain your role in the Green Power Racing project?
So, Fifth Form Hill, I'm doing the electronics part on upgrading the Eagle. I am making a data recorder so that we can know where and how to improve the new one of the new cars and the one of the old cars as well.
Okay, can you speak about the Eagle, please?
The Eagle is one of our kit cars, so one of the slowest cars.
Okay.
We're trying to find ways of how to make that faster.
And I suppose there's a restriction between what you can do to the car, because you're going to race it, I presume. And in the league, what are the main kind of restrictions that you are following?
So there's a self-built car league, and then there's a kit car league. The Beef, which is our other car, that's in the self-built car league. That's faster, top five in the country. Eagle, 100-something, and it's a kit car, so we bought the kit off Green Power and had to assemble it. And you can make slight modifications, so like adjusting the frame, the aerodynamics, reducing weight, that sort of stuff.
Great. So, what has been the biggest technical challenge for your team so far?
Technical challenge, I would say, is molding the carbon fibers for our new car, the Wagyu.
Wagyu?
Yes.
So, where's that they come from?
It came from the Beef.
How does Green Power Racing relate to sustainability and renewable energy?
Well, it's in the name Green Power, so it's powered by electric, fully electrics.
Have you been in this field of Green Power Racing before? Because I know I've done it last year, I think for you before as well.
I was reserve driver for Green Power in third form and went to the test day in fourth form last year. I was test driving the car, so both cars, so I know how each car feel like and where it could improve.
Okay, nice. Of driver, what did you have to do to become the driver?
They come around in third form on one of the year group assemblies. Ask you if you're interested, and if you are, show up and break it in DT.
Yeah.
And they'll ask you to fill out a form. It's really not too hard.
Any skills involved, or is it just you being third form?
Well, you
like an age though.
You have to show a passion for DT. Like, you have to be interested. On race days, you have to wake up at 4 or 5 to get to the racetracks.
Yep.
So that's crazy. Quite a big commitment.
And did you do any practice of driver? Did you drive it yourself?
Yes. So with we'll get to try the cars on the back end of the kilometer. So next to Stanley, where we just do laps up and down, which is quite... Yeah, it's repetitive, but it's fun to start off with.
Nice. And talk to me more about the mechanics of the turning and things like that. What's the differences between green power racing and normal kart racing? And especially because you built it so the rubbies.
Green power racing, much slower.
Yeah.
I think the top speed is 40, 30 miles an hour. Mm. But other than that, it's less safe. I wouldn't say less safer, but it did roll over.
Does it?
Yeah. It's rolled over twice now to beat.
So I assume it doesn't turn very, very sharp.
No, because lower. To make it more aerodynamic, we've made it slimmer, and then that reduces the turning space.
Nice.
The kind of weight the driver is?
It's really bumpy to start off with, so there's no suspension, so you can feel the road running by you. You're sat really low, so it's in like a bathtub where your arms are really confined. You barely have a room to turn your hands or move. And it gets really tiring after maybe half an hour.
Where has Wellington placed in the races?
So... in October, we placed 5th in the finals, whole country, so out of a couple hundred teams.
Really?
Yeah.
Impressive.
And that was quite fun.
What do you think the reason is for that? Do you think that's because of the school and like how good our DT lab is, or do you think?
We've got a really good car, so we've improved it over the years, and also... we have a really very good cohort this year. We all worked quite well together, and we all had something to do or knew what to do for each time. So
I also was just thinking, you mentioned earlier that every person who enters Green Power Racing gets the parts from Green Power Racing, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're coming 5th out of 100 plus countries, right? So what other than, you know, what do you think you're doing compared to other countries and other people that enter this race? What really separates you from other people?
Me or the team?
No, the car itself.
The car.
Yeah, obviously.
So, well, our head of DT brought the frame of the car from his law school.
Mm-hmm.
He worked on it, I think, for a fair bit as well. What sets us out, I think, the teachers help out quite a lot in every team or school. And I think what separates our team is that we do get to do a lot of the stuff ourselves.
Yourself. So you're saying that I'm not necessarily coming from you, but the teachers because of their experience, but it's just a bit of a good experience in itself for you to just get involved and use those ideas. So it's not
So application of those ideas.
Yeah,
and learning how to use the lathe, learning how to use a CNC, or how to make carbon fiber parts.
Anything that you've really enjoyed you want to tell us about, or literally anything?
Yeah, what was the highlight of this experience so far?
October national finals. That was fun. It was really tiring. It was like a 20 hour day or something. Waking up at five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was really fun when you properly get into it. Just the pit crew and it burn the little bug between races.
That's like a proper racing driver back then. All right. Cheers.
Thank you, Glock.